Day, on the 17th of January to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at CITR.ca.
Yes, these are a few of my favorite things, namely 24 hours of radio art. It's hour 23 here. This is Luke Meat reporting. Yes, I have been here since midnight of last night, and the studio has taken on the odor of someone pissing on hot coals in a sauna, and I have two gentlemen with me in this room right now that are going to top off the evening and the wonderful celebration of art's birthday. Troll Rogue. We'll be playing right now.
No!
There's no possible way anything good could come of it. It was so, so underhanded. In a similar fashion to before, everything went along with it. The cooking started early in the day, so everything could be served in the early evening. The food was a celebration unto itself, by sheer volume. One might call it a potluck, but there was nothing lucky about it. Everyone was out of luck, even on the first course. Everything carried on, and there was only one small spell of tears when the music came on. The music was abruptly shut off, and no one acknowledged the oversight. They just turned the music off, and the tears stopped. Was the sadness a result of conditioning? Or was it that the music was almost from 20 years ago?
Either way, I felt so bad about it, I had to lie down. As I lay down, I twisted my neck. A crippling pain shot from the bottom of my skull through the organs that were struggling to digest the fried meat and fruit wine and right along into my legs. As I lay on the edge of the couch unable to move, the dog walked over and started licking my face. I was having a hard time breathing, as it were, and I started choking on the dog's saliva. The man of the house noticed my situation between bites of his chicken leg and he kicked the dog. Right there is the problem. Human beings still have dinner parties. What do dinner parties lead to? They lead to choking, sing-alongs, laying down, television, laughing, movies, and garbage. Eating should always be done alone. And what's with movies? Here's a list of movies that typically complement a dinner. Wes Anderson, Drew Barrymore, Fargo, and Wilderness movies. It is my recommendation you get into movies. You've been broke for years and the movie industry is booming. If you get into movies, you should be able to save money in Freedom 55. Freedom at 55 means it's time to live out your dream. The dream world is like heaven. When you've spent all your time getting ready for heaven, you can go there. All of your hard work will finally pay off. And there you go, a house rent-free. All that's needed is some hard work and a reservation. It's like going out to a restaurant for a dinner party. If you make a reservation, there's a nice man or woman waiting there to greet you. If you don't make a reservation, guess what? You're going to have to go to another restaurant. Now, this is like the dream world. Work hard and make a reservation, and there you go. Anyways, back to the couch. As I lay there, my body had to take a break from digestion to deal with choking and pain, and an infection from the rotting meat setting in. It could have been an infection from the bacteria in the canine saliva or the rotting meat. Within a month, I had my foot removed and was on full disability. Once a month, I use my crutches to get myself into the office where I pick up my disability check. It's an all-day affair as I stop in at the store to pick up enough Raymond packets to get me through the following month. I don't miss my foot, really. And one day, I'll finish my replacement foot that I've been carving out of a block of cedar. It's a sculpture of Jeff Bridges' head. It's the second attempt now, as the first one didn't look like Jeff Bridges at all. And if I'm going to be walking around with a Jeff Bridges head for a foot, I want to make sure there's a strong resemblance.
Every year, for some time now, CITR Radio in Vancouver and a few independent and college radio stations around the globe have worked to give modern art a transmitter. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist-slash-peacenik Robert Filliou. In 1963, he asserted that 1 million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at citr.ca. Right.
Well, we wrap up yet another edition of 24 Hours of Radio Art, as we do every January 17th on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you so much for listening. I'm watching the two gentlemen from Troll Rogue shake hands in the hallway, which they absolutely deserve to. Thanks to that caller that called in, really enjoying the stuff. I couldn't hear you whatsoever because it was just an utter cacophony in here. If you want to give me a show back, let me know, 822-2487. We're going to leave you with some more stuff that we never got a chance to play, and that's going to stream on through the night. And, of course, you know, first thing in the morning, we have, of course, Pacific Pickin'. So stay tuned, and thanks again. And you always know that CITR is always your source for the weirdest and most interesting stuff out there. And this is one of the events that we do to prove to you that we're kind of cool and you're not going to hear this kind of stuff anywhere else. So thank you for listening. And this is Luke Mead signing off. And I'll talk to you on Wednesday if you want to tune into a noise. I don't know why you would want to, but, you know, either way. Ciao, everybody.
National Cynical Network.
NationalCynical.com.
Hello, Mommy.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
Something must be wrong with the radio, man.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
Bring up the button.
Do not attempt to change the station.
We wish to make.
We are controlling the transmission.
To a whisper.
We control the volume.
We will control.
We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass.
We will control.
Or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can roll.
We can speed things up so fast you can hardly understand what the radio says.
Or we can make an intro.
We can change the focus of a song.
We control the content. We can make it boring.
Food!
Or hilarious.
Food! Food!
We can make it stupid.
Here comes the food.
Or moronic. Or moronic. Or moronic.
Food fight!
It's our show. We can do anything we want. Because this is
the National Cynical Network.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
About to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to
the National Cynical Network.
Content. Parental discretion is advised.
Noodles, get down. Noodles, get off the furniture now. I said get down from the furniture, you little bastard.
Jack Torres, and I'm very well known for pulling large pieces of furniture from my ass.
Hi, Mira, pick up the phone. What are you doing? Let's go get some pizza, too, because I really like that shit, so.
Ooh, hi, hello there. Ding-a-lingy-lingy, hi. Look, we're a little busy here. God, we were up all night last night with the crazy little monkey. And be patient and somebody will answer the phone, sweet pants, that's all.
Yeah.
for the directions, so I know how to get there.
Okay.
Hi, Scotty.
Yeah.
How you doing, baby?
Oh, I have an erection.
Okay. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you're recording.
Yeah, just so I can remember the direction.
Okay. You have to get on 680. No, take 17.
Oh.
Take 17 south. Get off on Hamilton exit. Make a left onto Hamilton. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay, then go to Bascom. You hear me?
Yeah.
Then make a right onto Bascom.
You're taking the long way.
That is not the long way. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Shut up. Okay, do you hear me so far? 17 south to Hamilton, make a left onto Hamilton, make a right onto Bascom,
yeah.
Go down to Bascom, go all the way down Bascom until you hit Kirtner, make a right onto Kirtner, okay?
Yeah.
Then make a left onto, you've been here before, you helped me break into my house, remember?
Okay.
Okay. Apartment number two.
Okay.
I suggest you park somewhere out in the court.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Yeah. And I have to bring the tape.
I guess you have to bring the tape.
Hey, how about getting out some pizza?
Albert Pizza.
Hello.
Yes, Albert Pizza.
I'd like to make an order, boss.
Go ahead.
Just a large pie, well done.
A delivery?
Yeah, delivery. Let me give you my last name. You got a pen?
Yeah. Yeah, you got all stupid pens here. Yeah.
Okay, it's T.
Go ahead.
R. A. N. K. Y.
Go ahead.
F.
S.
T.
T.
R.
R.
K.
A.
P.
T.
C.
E.
A.
I don't need your last name. Just give me your first name, Fred.
No. Let me give it to you again.
T-H-I-S-T.
R.
R.
L. W. Three.
Wait a minute. What is this here? Your full name, your first name? What is this?
Three. It's my last name.
Three's not a letter.
Go ahead.
F. Z.
Go ahead.
N.
N.
Yeah, E.
E.
C. A.
All right, how do you say it?
I'm going to say it at the end. Let me get it out.
Now, how do you say your name? I don't want to say this. This is confusing me here. Just tell me what name you're going to use.
Oh, hold on. I got two X's, three P's, an R.
Just tell me what your last name is.
I'm trying to tell you. Are you writing it down or what?
Hey, this guy here, he's...
Hello?
You got some name, boy. Forget it.
Oh, hold on. I just got three more letters.
Go ahead.
O.
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 I'm here with my brother and we want to order a pizza.
Okay.
We want two large pies with pepperoni and extra cheese.
Caesar's new pizza by the foot is radically different. So please observe a safe turning radius. No. Yes. Thank you and good luck.
Oh, there's no time for that. You gotta help us.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, somehow we gotta order a pizza.
Well, that's easy. Just use a telephone.
We can't.
Everybody hates us.
All right, I'll make the phone call.
Yay!
Can I have your name, please?
My name is Otto Tony, so cut the baloney and deliver my meal for me and my bro now. Yeah! But don't you forget the red pepper and the garlic salt, too.
Oh, what's your speed address?
We'll come pick it up, baby. Don't you worry about that.
So that was two large pies with pepperoni and hot pepper?
And a meatball parmesan.
Okay, 50 seconds.
With extra sauce.
sauce, extra sauce.
Sure, I'll take care of it for you.
And can we get some little packets of Parmesan cheese?
Sure, hold on 1 second.
But don't you forget the red pepper and the garlic salt too.
Pepper and garlic. Okay, so I have you for 2 large pepperoni pies with hot pepper and garlic, a meatball parm with extra sauce.
Oh, hold on a minute. I forgot we want extra cheese on the pizza.
Little Caesar's new pizza by the foot is different. So please,
absolutely. Okay, and what else can I get you?
Extra cheese on the pizza pie.
Okay, give us about 15, 20 minutes.
Extra cheese.
Pizza party at your house. I went just to check it out. 19 extra larges. What a shame. No one came. Just us eating all alone. You said take the pizza home. No sense letting all this go to waste. So then I faced pizza all day and every day. This cheese round the clock is getting me blocked, and I sure don't care for irregularity.
I'll buy you a pizza.
Tell me why'd you have to go and make me so constipated? 'Cause right now I'd do anything to just get my bowels evacuated. In the bathroom, I sit and I wait and I strain and I sweat and I clench and I feel the pain. Oh, should I take laxatives or have my colon irrigated?